CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. 31 Chinese workers wounded in the Republic of Congo's arsenal blast arrived in Beijing last night and were immediately sent to local hospital for further medical examination and treatment. They were welcomed by Vice Foreign Minister Xie Hengsheng and other senior Beijing municipal officials. Xie expressed deep condolence over the 6 workers who were killed in the blast and conveyed sincere consolidation to their families and the NGO workers. He said China thanks Republic of Congo's positive assistance in the process of treating, transporting, and aftermath dealing under tough circumstances. 3 more workers died in hospital, bringing the death toll to 5 in platform collapse at a construction site in East China's Jiangsu province. 9 workers were working on the platform when it fell yesterday at the site of a company manufacturing facilities for offshore wind power farm in Funing County. 2 of them died on the scene. 3 of the relevant managers have been in police custody, and the cause of the accident is being investigated. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has reiterated that any political dialogue is doomed to fail so long as there are armed groups that work to foment anarchy and destabilize the country, while the opposition placed the blame for the armament of some groups on the government's crackdown. During his meeting with Kofi Annan, joint special envoy for Syria of the United Nations and Arab League, Assad stressed that Syria is ready to make any honest effort to find a solution to the current crisis. For his part, Annan, who is in Damascus to mediate the year-long crisis, stressed his commitment to working in a just, even-handed, and independent way, and voiced rejection of any foreign interference in Syrian affairs, as well as his belief in a peaceful solution. After meeting the Syrian president, Annan met with some opposition figures in Damascus. Arab League foreign ministers have met in Cairo, focusing on ways to end the month-long violence in Syria. AL Chief Nabil El Arabi stressed at the meeting the necessity of finding a way to end the Syrian crisis. He said the Arab League tried all ways to settle the situation in Syria and avoid foreign intervention. He urged the Syrian government to cooperate with the UN and AL's mediation efforts. This is CRI News. President Hu Jintao and other top Chinese leaders have joined a tea party in Beijing for the deputies to the country's top legislature and the members of the top political advisory body who are from the ethnic minority groups. The leaders urged the ethnic representatives to better fulfill their duties and convey the demand of the people of ethnic minorities. They also urged unity among the ethnic minority groups for the prosperity of their hometowns and the country. Chinese top legislator Wu Banguo has called for the continuous improvement and development of the People's Congress system to ensure institutional guarantee for the country's stability and advancement. While joining in a panel discussion with legislators from northeastern Jilin province at the ongoing parliamentary session, Wu Banguo stressed that China should adhere to the right political direction and unswervingly keep on to the socialist path of political development with Chinese characteristics. He said China should grasp the essence of the People's Congress system and give full play to its advantages so as to provide institutional guarantee for the country's prosperity and lasting stability. China's Ministry of Public Security says a draft regulation on new residence permit has taken shape. The ministry is soliciting public opinions on the draft rules and will submit a final version to the State Council for examination as soon as possible. China is currently running a household registration system, or hukou. Every Chinese must be registered in a household, and the household account is closely related to social security and public service. Chinese police across the country rescued over 20,000 abducted women and children in 2011, according to a report of the Ministry of Public Security, taking stock of last year's battle against human trafficking. The report also mentioned the ministry's work in facilitating abducted children to get home, such as setting up a DNA database for missing children. China has set a target of completing a space mission of 100 rockets, 100 satellites, during the 5 years between 2011 and 2015. A senior space executive says on average, China will complete about 20 launch missions each year before 2015. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.